You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
On the shuffling feet of the Boston Shuffle by the great trumpeter and jazz man, Jabbo Smith, you and I have arrived at a new episode of Neon Jazz. Born with the name Cladis, the virtuoso player and Georgia native evolved into Jabbo. At the age of 6, he went to the Jenkins Orphanage in Charleston, South Carolina, where he learned the trumpet and trombone. By the age of 10, his old soul was touring with the Jenkins Band, and by 16, he was out of the orphanage and traveled with bands to cities like Philadelphia, Atlantic City, and his future home of Manhattan. Over the years, he would bounce around with a number of acts until the 1930s, when he moved to Milwaukee and made that city his home for many years. In the late 1960s, when America was dipping into new music and revolutionary waters, Jabbo made a comeback, and many young fans, record collectors, and others were surprised to hear that the star of the 1920s recordings was still alive. With that surprise and a desire to hear his tunes, Jabbo toured with bands all over the place, to places like New York, New Orleans, London, France, and other spots around the world throughout the 1970s and 1980s. Stars never fade, they just reemerge. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of a world-class jazz scene and the Hall of Fame for jazz greatness, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the sounds that make all ages smile, with music from cats like Bill Perkins, Pat Metheny, and much more. Our next song on the show comes from the band Tiny Horse, featuring the late great soul, voice, musician, and survivor, Abigail Henderson. It comes from a great compilation called Midwestern Audio Volume 1, released in 2012 by the Midwest Music Foundation. And that is an organization that she helped set up back in 2008 for musicians that need money for medical bills, much like the Coda Jazz Foundation and Jazz that covers funeral costs for musicians. She left us on August 27, 2013, at the age of 35, and she was one of the best people ever. A beacon of the Kansas City music scene, and one of those souls that tirelessly made this world a better place. To say she will be missed doesn't cut it, and her music deserves to play on this here jazz show as a testament to the Kansas City scene she fostered and how we are all interconnected in that love affair we have with music. Featuring her husband, Christopher Meck, this tune is appropriately called Ride. Thanks for weaving us into your journey, Abigail. This one's for you.
Mistakes we made. love's not around, but it's uncomfortably near. My poor heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes, that old devil sent, they burn unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all you people. Cause the drink and the joke is on me. Pardon me, but I've gotta run. That fact's uncommonly clear. I've gotta find who's now number one and why my angel eyes ain't here.
That was Gabrielle Agachico with the 2013 song Angel Eyes off her album called Yes. What a great name. Rooted in the Boston music scene, her songs reflect the journey from her home in Kenya through an education in England, conservatory studies in New York, jazz gigs in Paris, and dues paying in the Boston rock world. Her lyrics are poetic, smart, and thoughtful. Her lyrics soar, soothe, or sear, and are straight from the heart. She's one of the bright ones out there in the jazz universe these days. Here is another bright voice in the jazz world. Here's the great Betty Roche with the song Where or When off the 1993 album called Singing and Swinging.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Things that have happened for the first time seems to be happening again, again. And so it seems that we have met before and loved before and laughed before. But who knows where or when? It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where. Oh, when, oh, when, oh, when, oh, when. The clothes, the clothes, the clothes that you are wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Things that have happened for the first time, the first time, the first time seems to be happening again, again. And so it seems that we have met before and loved before and laughed, ha, 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 before. But who knows where or when, where or when. Say, who knows where or when.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Sicilian jazz pianist Fabrizio Maccato with the 2013 song Sogna Stacco off a refreshing compilation album called Jazz in Italy These Days. Over the years, he traveled throughout Italy to receive expert instruction and performed in quite a few venues. As the gigs have increased, he has been in demand in places like Canada, South America, and other spots globetrotting around the world. He's good. Sometimes life requires focus. Other times it takes foresight. With that said, here's the jazz act Foresight with their nice little 1998 song called Parabola. Thank you.
got some more neon jazz.
Do it.
That was the talented Boston trumpeter and bandleader Phil Napoleon with the song Mean to Me off his Jazz Legends disc. One critic said this of Phil: he was a competent, though unimaginative trumpeter whose greatest value was the many recording sessions he led that helped increase jazz's popularity in the mid-20s. Others said he was a genuine pioneer whose playing was profoundly influential on men such as Reed Nichols and Big Spiderbeck. However you cut it, he had a jazz name and a following that made people dance. Let's keep this jazz waltz moving, eh? Here's the great saxophonist Bill Perkins with the 2006 song Swing Spring.
We'll be right back.
is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the French jazz violinist Stéphane Grappelli with the 1975 song Love for Sale. He founded the Quintet du Hot Club de France with guitarist Django Reinhardt in 1934. It was one of the first all-string jazz bands. He has been called the grandfather of jazz violinists, and he continued playing concerts around the world well into his 80s. That's just another titan in the jazz world with some chops and a DNA full of longevity. Our next track on Neon Jazz comes from another star out of the Kansas City universe. Here's guitarist Pat Metheny with the 1979 song New Chautauqua.
Jeff Harshbrugger, you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. Thank you.
And that was a nice little tune there. That was the Dave Young and Phil Dwyer Quartet with their 1993 song Whim of Chambers off the album Fables and Dreams. This album is filled with inner tension and low-volumed heat. Bassist Dave Young plays well off guitarist Rob Pitch, while Phil Dwyer kicks in with some moody piano on this little album. This well-played set does serve as a good example of today's modern mainstream acoustic jazz and should satisfy most listeners. And I think I'm happy. Angling towards the end of this hour of Neon Jazz, we bring you a man born in Paris and raised in Denmark. Here's Oliver Antunes with his trio on the 2002 song, Hushabye. Again, that was pianist Oliver Antunes with his trio with the tune Hushabye off his album called Theme from Elvira Madigan. Well, here we are, nearly at the end of another hour of jazz we hope you found full of everything you were looking for. Taking us away from this jazz shack is the king of jazz, Paul Samuel Whiteman, with the song Happy Feet. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the happy shuffle and feet, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you think. Send us a suggestion or two. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.